Hey, good morning. So I wanted to come to you with this morning's first cup of coffee and kind of just first thing, like you're getting morning post nasal drip, you're getting a little bit of plugged up allergies, but at the same time, I wanted to make sure that you heard this before anything else today. So being that we have now had LiveFit, this is like the eighth year, we start to see cycles and trends and patterns and things that we can start predicting. And it's funny because around New Year's, we're always talking about, you know, make that one change that's going to add up. Where's my one? My one change that's going to add up throughout the year. So, you know, it could be putting less sugar in your coffee, or it could be watching your carbs at night before bed, or it could be walking every day after work. But pick that one thing and stick with it because it's going to add up. And then as we start getting warmer, gets into March and April, people want to start talking about abs. Even though abs come when you lose body fat, when you strip away every bit of ounce of fat, then there's maybe going to be some abs under there, but yet everybody wants abs. So March and April, we start talking about abs. We do the workouts, we do the programs, and then we get to May, which is right now. And it's getting to where kids go into summer. It goes to where our challenges are just now ending. And it goes into like the reality check time. And what you've done for the previous 4 months, 5 months, is now what you are wearing on your body. And for a lot of people, they might not have lost any weight in a year, a month, 5 years. You know, everybody's walking a different journey. But what I think is crazy is how much struggle and sacrifice and pain we're willing to put ourselves through short term, even though the real answer, and we all know it, is to just put ourselves through a little bit of pain and a little bit of sacrifice for the long term. So here's what I mean by that. We just finished a transformation challenge, and I mean, we had some people that had not lost weight in, I mean, a long time. Like, if you looked at their trends and predictions, like, they were on the upward path of gaining weight, and they lost 2 pounds or 3 pounds during this four-week cycle. And while I would love to see more on the scale, we don't always get to pick where it comes from. And so, like, with especially a newbie, you know, like, your first month, you might put on 5 pounds of muscle, you might lose 8 pounds of fat, but that scale shows only -3, but you look 13 pounds different. Or it might come in the form that you couldn't even finish a workout on your first day, and on day 28, you're finishing it with no problem and doing a second workout, or you're going grocery shopping and going home to cook for the family afterwards. But what we need to realize is that success comes in so many different ways, but we have to be willing to be patient enough and almost step back and like let these things unfold in front of us and then carry on this momentum. So I guess the whole thing that I'm saying is like, even if you only lost 3 pounds in a month, that's 36 in a year if you kept it up. And realistically, once you keep going for a longer period of time and building up momentum, yes, you can hit plateaus, but really that's not what's going to happen. I always give the example of a semi truck. If it's at a light, like you don't want to be behind that semi truck because it takes a lot of gas and a lot of power and a lot of energy to get that thing off the light and to get it rolling. But once it gets rolling, do you want to be in front of that semi truck? No. So I hate calling you a semi truck this morning, but use that example. You know, anything that you have done in your life took time. If you are somebody who got a post, you know, secondary education, if you have a 4-year degree, a 6-year degree, 8-year degree, like think about how long and steady that you persevered through that process. And you did it because you wanted the victory on the other side. It's the same with fitness. You know, it's amazing how many things in our life we're willing to be patient for, and we're willing to work on an extended period of time, and that we're willing to, you know, see even the most minor results. You know, we get a good job at work and we're so pumped, but yet like we're discouraged at ourselves if we don't lose 20 pounds in a month. So when it comes to health and fitness, you need to be way more patient with your body. Because again, we don't decide where it comes from. We as trainers don't get to decide where it comes from. But the only way that you are guaranteed to get to your end result is you got to keep going. Now, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over expecting a different result. So you do need to step it up with a little bit more expenditure. And you do need to obviously clean up your meals as you get further and further along. But the beautiful thing is, If you stop doing these crash diets, if you stop going and doing these crazy boot camp workouts, crazy kickboxing workouts, crazy CrossFit workouts, and you realize you, all you have to do is really just start eating a little bit more consistently and exercising and moving a little bit more consistently, like you could do this without us. But the reason why kickboxings and CrossFits and boot camps are successful is because we hold you accountable. It's because we're there every single day. So even when you're having a bad day, we're still there to help you. We're still there to pick you up, and we're still there to remind you that, hey, you got to keep going today, and you can't let one bad day, bad moment, bad week, bad month derail you. You just have to keep pushing. So think of your fitness more as like your college degree. Think of it more as like your elementary, middle, and high school education. It's going to take time. It's going to have levels, and it's going to have processes. But if you keep going, and if you trust the process, you'll get there. So stop being so damn emotional. Just keep pushing. It's your body for the rest of your life. It's not like it ends in 30 days like a transformation challenge. You are going to live with this vessel for the rest of your life and this being. So get used to it, but love your body, love the effort you put into it, and stay consistent because your body will reward you and your body will thank you. So guys, that's my rant this morning. That's my morning coffee with you. I got a chance to wake up and share my thoughts. So hopefully this helps and motivates you. Have a great morning. Have a great day. Have a great week. And let's make 2019 the year that really you put it all together, because just a few months ago, you said this was your year. It's only May. Stick with it, everybody. See you guys.